This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Beth Matheson on the line. And Beth recently wrote a blog. It's about brokenness and prayer, and it's part of Wycliffe USA's Women of the Word series that you might have read about here before. Now, Beth, I read through your blog, and it's very well written. So awesome job! But it leads me to wonder, you know, why write about brokenness?
I think brokenness is just a reality that, you know, you don't have to live a lot of years before you run into things in the world and things in other people and things in yourself that are just not the way that God meant them to be, that are just affected by sin and fallenness, and that extends beyond just, you know, our interactions with each other, that there are times that fallenness and brokenness extend to our interactions with God.
And part of the reason that Wycliffe put this overarching series together, the Women of the Word series, is to help women get equipped and get into who God has designed them to be. So they can be more effective in ministry, whether it's mission field or local church. So as we think of your blog and the topic of brokenness, how can addressing this topic help women be better equipped for those objectives that I just mentioned?
Well, prayer is foundational to any part of a believer's relationship with Jesus. I think I've talked with women that feel like they don't have the permission or the ability to really bring what is the deepest and darkest parts of themselves. And they don't have the permission to bring the things that they really struggle with and lay those out in the open before God. Or they feel like they have to approach him in some certain formulaic way. And we want to encourage women, and we want to encourage people to be able to approach the Lord with just an openness that will allow the depths of who they are to be freely presented to him, knowing that we don't have to clean ourselves up to have a conversation with him. We don't have to phrase things in a particular way to catch his ear. It's not about convincing him to do something. Prayer isn't. Prayer isn't about performing. It's not about trying to twist his arm into doing something that we want him to do. Prayer is about building a relationship with God, and a relationship as whole people, including the parts of ourselves that maybe we would rather not bring into the light.
Is this topic and this, the ideas you present here, are they only for women?
No, absolutely not. These are conversations that I've had with my husband, with my kids, with friends at church, with other people's children. Brokenness is something that it's an experience that all of us have. It's a reality for all of us, and acknowledging that in the way that we approach God and approaching him fearlessly in spite of our brokenness, knowing that we're approaching him as his children, that we're approaching him as a loving father without feeling like we have to hide parts of ourselves from him. That's something that all of us need to be able to understand, and something that all of us need to be able to recognize that scripture backs up.
And how can, how could brokenness limit not only, a person's prayer life, but a person's ministry?
Oh, so many ways, so many ways. Our brokenness impacts each other. Our brokenness impacts even the ways that we view what we're doing. brokenness leads very, very easily to places of shame and fear and anger. And anytime we come into a situation with shame and fear and anger, that is going to impact us and the people around us. And that's something that God asks us to bring to Him, asks us to lay before Him, because we're not going to be able to resolve those areas of shame and fear and anger and brokenness without Him and His Word.
Perfect. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I guess just the Wycliffe, our goal is to see everybody in the world be able to have an understanding that God speaks their language, that He wants to hear from them, hear the depths of their heart in a language that is most comfortable for them, that they're most familiar with. He wants to have the approximately 180,000 people that don't have any scripture in their language, in a language that speaks to their hearts. He wants to have them come to Him knowing that they don't have to speak a trade language, knowing that they don't have to speak a language that isn't the language that their mom said goodnight to them. He wants them to be able to come to Him with the reality that He speaks their language. And the way they're going to know He speaks their language is by having His words in a language that speaks to their hearts. This is His work. And Bible translation is an enormous task that is so far beyond what we have the human capability to do. And that is part of the reality of brokenness, that we are too weak and limited as people to be able to be the ones to accomplish what God calls us to. He's the one that empowers us, and He's the one that asks us to join Him in that task. And part of joining Him in that task is praying for Him to accomplish the work that He's doing. He invites us to bring everything to Him, including the areas that He's inviting us to. Sorry, I'm getting off track here.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to restate?
Just this portion of it. Yeah. One of the reasons that God invites us to come to Him in prayer is because He's giving us an invitation to be part of what He's already doing. And we don't have the capability to do it on our own. We don't have the capability to accomplish the work of Bible translation on our own. But He invites us to join Him in that. And prayer is critical to the work of Bible translation and something that doesn't go forward. Translation process doesn't go forward without prayer backing. And as translations near the end of the project, you know, as they're coming to a place of completion, spiritual opposition often ramps up in a really big way. And the teams that are on the ground, the ones that are involved directly in this translation process, they rely on the prayers of God's people, because they recognize in their own brokenness, in their translation team's brokenness, that this is God's work. And He's the one that's doing it. He's the one that's going to accomplish this work in the end.